This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. India has begun restoring telephone service in Kashmir. The Indian-controlled section of the disputed Himalayan region has been under lockdown since early this month, when New Delhi deployed tens of thousands of additional troops to Kashmir as it cut off landlines, mobile phones, and the internet, and stripped the Muslim majority of its autonomy. The United Nations Security Council Friday held a private meeting to discuss India's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status, which has escalated tensions with rival Pakistan. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN.
After appeals from Pakistan, permanent council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
There were competing demonstrations in Hong Kong today. Schoolteachers marched to show their support for pro-democracy activists who have been staging demonstrations for almost 3 months. Across Victoria Harbor, a pro-government rally called for an end to often violent protests. More anti-government marches are scheduled through the weekend in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's protest at Hong Kong Airport spilled over into the work week, crippling one of the world's busiest air travel hubs for several days and sparking clashes between demonstrators and riot police. This all began as a peaceful effort to stop an extradition bill that would allow criminal suspects to face trial in mainland China. But in recent weeks, there has often been violence. From Washington, this is VOA News. There is still a lot of debate here in Washington over the decision by Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib against going to Israel, even after being granted permission on humanitarian grounds. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Magani with a report.
Israel gave Tlaib a permit on humanitarian grounds to visit her family, but the Michigan Democrat says she will not accept, citing what she says are oppressive conditions meant to humiliate her and which would break her 90-year-old grandmother's heart. Israel's interior minister earlier said Tlaib made a formal request to visit and had agreed to follow restrictions. Under pressure from President Trump, Israel took the unprecedented step of saying it would deny Tlaib and fellow lawmaker Ilhan Omar entry to Israel and the West Bank because they back a boycott of the Jewish state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The new top-ranking U.S. intelligence official is promising that America's intelligence agencies will be undeterred in their work. A day earlier, Joseph McGuire's predecessor, Daniel Coats, and his top deputy were ushered out of the government. Coats and his second, Sue Gordon, had resigned. Acting Director of National Intelligence McGuire said he is focused on leading the intelligence community and providing critical information in support of the nation's security. Media organizations say Australia has become a secretive state that is actively restricting press freedom. The chiefs of the country's major newspapers and broadcasters made the claims at the first public hearing of a parliamentary inquiry. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports for VOA.
Media chiefs are calling for so-called public interest protections, for reporters to be able to tell sensitive stories without fear of prosecution. Michael Miller, the executive chairman of News Corp Australasia, says national security concerns are unfairly outweighing the public's right to know.
We may not be living in a police state, but we are living in a state of secrecy. We have many laws that criminalise journalism. They are creating a secret society that most Australians would not recognise as our own.
Senior Australian federal police officers have insisted the raids on the media in June were in defence of national security and that the compromise of sensitive material could cause exceptionally grave damage or serious damage to Australia's interests. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President Donald Trump Friday met with his national security team at his vacation home in New Jersey to discuss the ongoing negotiations with the Afghan Taliban. The meeting came amid media reports that both sides are close to striking a deal that would decide the future of U.S. troops in Afghanistan after almost 19 years of conflict. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA.